While trade talks with the U.S. remain stalled, China is already pivoting to a massive trade deal with Southeast Asian countries. It's called the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP. It is a free trade agreement involving 10 Southeast Asian countries, as well as six other countries, including Australia and New Zealand. Joining us now is Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So this deal has been in the works since 2011, but today Thailand announced that it will be signed sometime early next year. Remind us who's involved with this and what it would do.
So as you said, a lot of the countries you mentioned, but also China, really big, Japan, Singapore, South Korea, Vietnam. This is a big block. It covers nearly half of the global population and just about a third of the world's gross domestic product. Now, the deal is basically a chance for China to help integrate Asia's economies. Supposedly, we're going to get new market access for goods and services in this agreement, some investment opportunities. Officials said the pact would create what they called an open, inclusive, and rules-based international trading system.
But it doesn't include the U.S. at a time when the U.S. and China are in the middle of a trade war.
Yeah, and I think that this is kind of interesting. China has absolutely led the way on this deal, and I think China itself sees it as an important piece in integration, especially as negotiations with the Trump administration over trade really stalled, and maybe they're going to get a deal with the U.S., but right now China is certainly contending with the pressure that that trade war has created on its own economy, but also the Trump administration's pressure on other Asian nations to shun Chinese infrastructure loans and 5G technology.
And of course, the U.S. did have a strategy for staying economically engaged with the Asia Pacific. It was called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. President Trump pulled out of that in 2017. How does the RCEP compare to the TPP?
Well, TPP was really a bigger deal, right? Because it accounted for 40% of the global economy. Now, without the U.S., TPP covers about 13% of the global economy. I think the big difference is the leadership, right? RCEP, it's led by China. TPP was a U.S.-led initiative.
That did not include China, by the way.
And did not include China, exactly. And some actually consider that this RCEP is really a less restrictive version of the TPP because it's so weak on labor, human rights, and environmental protections.
We should note that India is not getting on board with the RCEP, but also that the U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, is calling this a very low-grade treaty. What does he mean by that?
I think that he means that anything that the U.S. is not involved in when it comes to the global economic chain is low grade. I'm not sure that that's the case. So let's just do India for a second. You know, India, which is a big economy, the third largest of these economies in this pact after China and Japan, India is worried that the agreement, which does require the gradual elimination of tariffs, will open up India's domestic markets to a flood of cheap Chinese goods and agricultural produce from Australia and New Zealand. Now, if they can iron out the issues, India could join later, but right now it does not look like India's in this deal.
That is Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Thank you.